From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Doctors at a state hospital found that Hector Godoy Stanley was competent to stand trial as one of five people charged in connection with the carjacking and murder of 20-year-old Tyson Eduardo Claros in December 2016. Now a judge will issue his ruling on the matter, and that could come any day. Godoy Stanley spent a number of months in competency training after one doctor declared him incompetent. Ultimately, the doctors involved with the competency training disagreed and sent him back to face charges. Arcata police say someone spray-painted the William McKinley statue in Arcata Plaza with a substance that's left the statue with a damaged finish in some spots. Police found the damage Tuesday morning. So far, no word on any suspects in the case. There'd been a decision to remove the statue from the plaza earlier this year, but statue backers managed to put up a citizens' initiative, which will let voters decide its fate on the November ballot. 35 law enforcement officers and mental health service providers from agencies across the county are participating in a four-day crisis intervention team training to learn strategies to better respond to people experiencing mental health issues. Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, collaborating with law enforcement agencies and other groups to hold the state-certified trainings since 2007. It gives law enforcement officers and administrators tools to identify major mental health disorders and other disabilities when working in the field. Over the weekend, a Rio del police officer was dispatched to a report of a stabbing that had just taken place on the 300 block of First Avenue. A 20-year-old man was detained, but another man of the same age fled on foot. That man reported to be suffering from a serious laceration to the arm. Additional officers, including from the Fortuna and Ferndale Police Departments, were called in to help. As officers gathered information on the injured man, it became clear he was not the victim of an assault, but had cut his arm on a broken window of a business. He was eventually located with the help of the Rio del Fire Department. He was transported by ambulance to the hospital, where he was treated for a deep laceration on the inside of his elbow that had caused major blood loss. The uninjured man booked into the jail on charges of public intoxication and vandalism, similar charges pending against the other man once he's released from the hospital. Humboldt County Public Works has installed a single-lane flat car bridge across the washout on Stagecoach Road, and the road's been reopened. Stop signs are posted on either side of the bridge to cross only when clear. Watch for oncoming traffic, obey traffic signs in the area, and watch for pedestrians who may be on the bridge. Although not restricted, vehicles towing trailers are not recommended on the span. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.